producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. You can start your new year off with sort of letting go of a burden, letting go of an anger, whatever, that you've been schlepping around for a while. Just let it go. Whoosh. All right, 855-993-7569. I thought we'd do it after the first of the year because I wanted everybody to be able to see a lot of the movies. So Manny, I know we had two different questions up. One was, what was your favorite movie of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
The other one was just, what was your favorite movie just of any time?
I got it. Okay. All right. So we got a lot about favorite movie forever, but not so many on favorite movie of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Is that accurate? Okay. Yeah. I did check it. I was right when I said that Miss Columbia, who was the one who was mistakenly, Steve Harvey called her Miss Universe and she wasn't. And so she's the one who said, well, gee, why don't we share? And Miss Philippines said, oh, no, no. She said, I think it would be difficult to have two women wearing the crown. Like, bug off, honey. It wasn't yours to begin with. She didn't say that. Miss Columbia's having a harder time. I mean, that was hard. I mean, I get it. But, you know, for a brief shining moment. She'll be as famous as the Miss Philippines, if not more so.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if we had talked about it already. I think they had actually asked Steve Harvey to come back to do it.
He'd had a 2-year deal before this happened.
Okay.
So are they reneging on it, or they're just letting it?
No, I just heard that they announced that they were asking him to come back to do it next year. I didn't know that he had a 2-year
deal. He had a 2-year deal to begin with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I suspect the lawyers sort of look. He's the one who publicized there. As I said when it happened, and I didn't know there was a 2-year deal, I said either he's the least likely or if they're really, really smart, they'll get him back because everybody's going to tune in to see the disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
To see how nervous he's going to be, to see if he mentions it. People love disasters, right? It's the rubbernecking theory that if there's an accident on the highway, I want to see it.
Well, you saw, and he had some fun with it, too. He had posted on his Instagram on Christmas Day. He had posted on his Instagram, Happy Easter. Or something. So, he's a comedian, so I mean,
yeah, he is.
You know, he knows how to poke fun at himself and have some.
Well, and what's his option at this moment? You know, it's going to be written on his, on his tombstone. There you go.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, so poor. I don't know. I suppose you might as well be remembered for something. But you know, Vanessa Williams is probably most. Could you name the woman who got Miss America the year that Vanessa Williams was defrocked?
I couldn't even tell you.
I rest my case.
Right, yeah.
Miss Columbia would be much better known than Miss Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
For all the wrong reasons, of course, but infamy lasts much longer than fame.
Mm-hmm.
If I did something incredibly awful at this moment, if I had sort of had a fit at the TSA woman who took away my obviously non-lethal, it wasn't even an aerosol. An aerosol I could understand, because you can set an aerosol on fire, right? But this was not. If I'd had a big fuss, if I'd said, I can't believe you're doing this, you know, prove it to me, I want to see this, it would have made paychecks. I would have been very famous. Which is one of the reasons I don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And my prime, you know, there'd be people saying, oh, gee, we want her to come because, you know, she says that she's a psychologist and she helps people solve problems, but look what happens. She does a meltdown. Not my style. And I actually don't long for that kind of fame. What can I tell you? All right, let's see what people's favorite movies were, just because we know that the most profitable movie. Well, I say profitable. It's not necessarily the most profitable. I was talking with somebody about it over the weekend, without giving away any details, that apparently that Disney bought George Lucas's, so bought his company for $5 billion. And they were saying at the time it would only take 2 years to recover, because at the time that seemed like a huge amount of money, $5 billion. And it would take a couple of years to recoup it. And I'm saying, well, it'll make $5 billion in merchandising this year. In the first 10 days, it made $100 million a year. I mean, worldwide, $100 million a day. Think about that. In 10 days, it made $1 billion. So, and it's apparently now up to $1.5 billion worldwide, and China still hasn't opened yet. So the question is, will they pay back the investment to George Lucas in the first year? And the answer is probably, but you have no idea what, I don't know how much the movie cost to actually make. I don't know how, I mean, it was huge. I was getting publicity stuff from Disney 6 months ago, right? So, and clearly, the people used to talk about the Weinstein school of publicity of if you throw enough information at people, they'll think that you've got a good movie. Well, Disney has just trumped. They put Weinstein on steroids to, I mean, it's certainly the most publicized movie ever made. But it's making serious, serious money. So, we'll see. Now, whether it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be profitable. But, and the question is how profitable, because I have no idea what the hidden costs were. But, I mean, you'd have to have an awful lot of hidden costs to offset $100 million a day. I mean, there is something really kind of charmingly horrible about that. All right, keep going.
So are we doing favorite movie of 2015 or just favorite movie ever?
Well,
one to hit?
Let's do 15 first, and then we can go to the bigger ones. How's that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
One person, Chuck, says the documentary movie Meet the Patels.
Yeah.
Didn't say why, but that.
Well, I can tell. I don't know if he's from India or not. It is a charming movie. As I said, I saw it at a screening room, actually at a Disney screening room, believe it or not, and everybody in the audience was named Patel. And if you see the documentary, you'll understand why. The Patel apparently is like the Smith of India. And this is an Americanized kid from India whose parents decide to help him find a wife. And if you think your parents are driving you crazy about dating, you should go see Meet the Patels. It's lovely. It's hilarious. It's funny. It is both cross-cultural and universal. It's just a lovely movie. I absolutely agree with you.
Robert says Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Becky says several great ones, but the one that touched my heart the most was The Intern.
It was a movie that didn't do terribly well at the box office, I'd love to know why you love The Intern. It was Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro with the idea of being, he's a widower, he's 70 years old, and he decides he needs to work, so he goes to work for Anne, who, is running, an internet fashion house, and with a husband and a child, and I actually met her last name just went out of my head. Nancy, the director, it'll occur to me in just a minute, and was at a press conference with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro was his usual kind of snotty self, and Anne Hathaway is this charming woman. I mean, I think she's very smart. But it was there was something about it about the idea of people helping each other out, and that age is really not the issue. And I mean, there were a whole lot of really nice kinds of things about it. But I would have loved to know why you liked it particularly. But Rene Russo was in it, also being sexy and wonderful. Nancy Myers, I couldn't remember Nancy's last name. She also did, I think, Private Benjamin. All righty. So The Intern and Star Wars. What else we got?
Corinne says, straight out of Compton, because I love the music, and it took me back to my early 20s going to the clubs and dancing. I miss those days.
Well, there you go, girl. I saw that the same week that I saw Hamilton. I remember thinking, well, this is how you mount a revolution. That and I think it was revolutionary. It was not my. I thought the movie was wonderful. Not my kind of movie. But to help you understand how, what you need is a beat and a slogan, and you can change the world. 855-993-7569 with Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
$58 billion. That's how much unclaimed money is waiting for rightful owners. And the government admits 1 in 10 people are owed this money. But where does the cash come from? Answer, over 13 places. One of them is every time someone dies without a will. And studies show over 50% of Americans don't have a will. Is it any wonder unclaimed money has become the number one source of revenue for most state governments? Second only to taxes. The largest recipient of unclaimed money received $32.8 million. The cash was proceeds from the sale of nearly 1.3 million shares of stock. But what about you? How do you find out how much unclaimed money you might be owed? That's easy, thanks to a new free report from RealCashSecrets.com. It will show you everything. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, Dr. Brown. First of all, I'd like to tell you quickly how I respect your ability to help so many so quickly, and I hope you can help me.
Me too, and you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. I'm a senior citizen. I don't have any family. I've been living with a gentleman for the last 10 years. He has a severe illness that's in abeyance, and we've been handling it. And I'm just morbidly afraid of some emergency that no one will be here with me. And I worry about it, And I wonder if you can give me any kind of suggestions of someone to call.
You mean an emergency, a medical emergency for him or one for you?
Yeah, with him.
Well, I think you call 911.
Yeah, I realize that, but there wouldn't be someone to be here with me. I have problems. I have fearful problems walking outside by myself, and I lost my friends because of that.
Well, wait. Listen, no pity parties here. I mean, it sounds to me that you've got two different issues. One is your friend, and one is you. But I think that in terms of taking care of him. I mean, you call emergency. In terms of taking care of yourself, it sounds to me you've let your life become very, very narrow, which is not a very good idea. And it may mean that you need to join some kind of group or get out of the house or be a friend to a next door neighbor or sort of put yourself out a little bit more. I mean, I think that your point is well taken. That as we get into trouble and we look around and we see that there's not somebody there for us, that the way to kind of anticipate that is to make friends with people when we're offering them something before we need something from them. And it sounds to me that that's something that you need to do, that you don't have family. But, I mean, if you let your friendships lapse, then maybe you need to work more on those. And whether that means that that you put more of an effort into it. But realistically, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I think it's a legitimate concern is, you know, what happens, you know, I don't really want to be alone. I want people around me. But the way to have people around you is to reach out. And it may also be that, as you know, people, as they get older, tend to cluster in, for lack of a better term, retirement communities for exactly that issue, is that it's a way of having people that are close to you both geographically and emotionally, so that in times of trouble, that there is somebody there for you.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I have a question. As a mom of, what is the next step to take with my 17-year-old son? He is really, really struggling right now. He's genuinely a good kid. And this school year, he's been off school now since Tuesday, but he missed about 3 days a week of school because he's depressed. And he's on medication, and he's in therapy. But he sleeps. He will not
get
up.
Stop. How long has he been on medication and in therapy?
He's been on medication since December 2007.
And he still he needs to be on a different therapist or different medication. He should not be having, I mean, certainly being 17 is not easy, but for somebody who's trying to get through school and depressed all the time, he should be getting more relief than he's getting. It should not have been 6 months.
That's what I wonder, if it's the depression or is he unmotivated or...
Well, how did he do last year?
Well, he missed a lot of school last year, too.
Has he ever done well in school?
He's a bright kid, but he has no motivation.
How many kids do you have?
Homework, I have two.
And which is he, the younger?
He is the younger. I have a 20-year-old daughter.
Okay. What does he want for himself?
He doesn't even know.
Well, what is he good at?
To grow up. He wants to. He says this is his dream for himself. I just want to grow up and be able to live on my own.
Okay. I mean, look, that's not unreasonable. What is he good at?
He's good at computers.
Okay, good. That's a very marketable skill.
Yeah.
Is he? What grade is he going into in the fall?
He will be a senior, and that's what worries me.
Well,
so
but Nancy, my dear, he's not doing very well, but he's slugging through.
Yeah, that's true.
Honey, listen, if he were my kid, what I would do is I'd take him for a walk today, and I'd say, look, you're my hero. You're bright. School's never been your thing. I know computers are your thing. You got one more year, all right? One more year, and you graduate, and you get out of this, I know, this prison that you feel that you've been in. Because he's going to, and his eyes are going to light up because he doesn't think you get it. That you're my hero. You went to school every day even though you hated it.
Or he didn't go every day, though.
Right. Then you went to school and you hate it. Let you and I make a deal. You got one more year. As far as I'm concerned, the day you get that high school diploma, You are free. I will help you find an apartment. I'll help you find a job. You can travel. You can join the Army. You can do whatever you want to do. We've got one more year to get you through. Let's figure out how to do it. Because that's true. You hear me all the time say that the goal of a parent of an adolescent should be get them through high school, because without a high school diploma, you've got a real problem in this society. Uh-huh. Make sure they're not addicted to drugs or alcohol, because right. that's another problem, as much as you can. Make sure that they're not pregnant or getting anybody else pregnant, because that's just a burden that you don't want to have. Make sure they don't have a prison record, and make sure they haven't wrapped themselves around a telephone pole. After that, all bets are off. And that's what I'd say to him. Listen, you're doing okay. You got one more year, and then you're done. And if you do great, if you do horrible, all we want you to do is get that degree. You're a good kid. You're not doing drugs. You know, you're fine. We need to tackle the depression, because I don't want you to be unhappy all the time. But that's something that you can do or not do as long as you get through everything else. You've never been arrested. You're good. You haven't gotten anybody pregnant. You know, you're okay. That's all we need to do is get you through the next year. And I would explain to him, you tell me what I can do to help you do that, and I'll help you do it.
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows what
Nancy,
me to help him do.
Well, but give him the shot. Tell him that you're interested in it. Because all he expects to hear from you is that he's not doing very well. He's got great potential. How come he's not going to school? All he figures he's going to get from you is nagging, you know, that you're disappointed in him. Try another tact. Because that one, first of all, among other things, doesn't work. Of saying, look, I know that this is not your favorite thing. We got one more year. You're in the home stretch. You tell me what I can do to help you, whether it means getting you more protein on meals, helping you with your homework, you know, rewarding you for your grades. You tell me what I can do to help you, because you're doing fine. This is not, school's never been your strong suit. It's okay. You're about to be an adult and be able to do whatever you want. We got to get you through one more year. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, being the adult is probably what scares the heck out of him.
Pardon?
Too. Being the adult is probably what's scaring the heck out
well,
of him.
Well, who knows? I mean, but he needs, all he wants to do is finish up the stuff that he knows he can't do very well, which what all of us want to do. I mean, who wants to get stuck in something you can't do very well? Especially when other people can do it better and you feel like you're letting down the team. Tell him that you love him. Tell him that he's doing okay. Now, he's not doing great, but he's doing okay. You got one more year to get through. All right. And knowing there's an end in sight makes a huge difference, I think, to all of us. If someone, I mean, on a bumpy plane ride, when you're being tossed all over the sky, knowing that you only have a half hour more, and that most planes do land even if they're being bounced around. I mean, just knowing, and to a kid who's not doing well in school and is a senior in high school, it's been a very bumpy ride. 855-993-7569. Alicia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Oh, Alicia, hang on. We'll start you off next hour, all right? Or not next hour, next up in just a moment or two. Then we'll get Catherine, we'll get you both, I promise. I'm Dr.
Thank
Joy
you.
Brown. Sure, kiddo. Be right back to you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention veterans who served in the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. Did you know each year over $1 billion in veteran benefits go unclaimed? That's almost $3 million a day veterans are missing out on. If you are a veteran, then you need to find out what you might be losing because your taxes funded your benefits. Benefits you might be missing out on because laws have changed. One veteran was awarded almost $500,000 in back pay and benefits and previously being denied 9 years earlier. Why? Because laws changed and he took the time to find out he qualified. If you are a veteran, you need to find out the benefits you might be owed. And thanks to a new free report, you can. Just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But please, hurry and do it today because some benefits are not retroactive. Remember, the report is free. Just visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, Alicia, I'm so sorry to have put you on for a millisecond, but you know you'll get as much time as you need, and Catherine, so will you. All right, so tell me what's on your mind, Alicia.
Okay, you're probably going to think this is really silly and say, so what?
But no, I've never. Have you ever heard me say that? Have you ever heard me ever say that silly or so what?
No, that's true. You're right. I have this problem where I can't stop laughing at things, and I feel like I'm really irritating people, and I think what it is, I was a narcotic addict for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And I was a zombie, and now I'm alive and awake.
Yeah.
I think that's it, and then also I do take thyroid medication, but they say my thyroid's normal.
Why are you taking thyroid medication if your thyroid's normal?
No, my thyroid wasn't normal. It was low.
Right.
So I take thyroid to make it to normal.
All right, well, let me back you up a little bit. How long have you been clean and sober?
2 years.
Okay. How long have you been on thyroid medication?
8 years, I'd say.
When did the giggling start?
A couple months ago.
Do you remember the incident that triggered it?
No, not really.
All right, I'll tell you what, that's probably worth going back and looking for, all right, for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Just because, when people call up, for example, with dreams, especially stress dreams, I say, right, do you remember the first time you had it? Because sometimes behaviors get kind of out of sync, that they had some relevance originally, and then they become a default position. So that's a possibility for the giggling. It also may be that one of the things that Freud talks about, laughing, I use giggling as sort of a metaphor, or a synonym, is that we laugh rather than cry. I would also argue that we laugh when we're nervous.
Exactly.
Do you remember the last time? Yeah. So part of it may be, all right, let's look at a couple things. Let's look at context. Do you remember the last time that you laughed a lot and it felt really uncomfortable to you? Okay, what happened last night?
We're trying to watch Downton Abbey, and all the people on there just make me laugh because of their British accents, and I like to imitate them, like Mary. And my husband was getting irritated with me because he was trying to watch it.
Okay,
and he likes that I'm... Yeah.
He likes the what? Go ahead. Finish the thought.
To watch it, and he's serious about it, and I'm sitting there giggling, and he's like, I said, should I go in the back room? He said, no, just stop laughing. And the more he says it, the more I wanted to laugh.
All right, let's look at a bunch of things in that, okay?
Okay.
First of all, when somebody is taking something seriously and you're not...
Mm-hmm.
It's irritating. In the same way that if you were taking something seriously, if you were talking with me and I started giggling, you would not be amused because you're saying, you know, what's going on? You know, I'm being serious. And so I think if you're going to, I think you need to do one of two things. You either need to say, honey, this is your program. It's not even a passive aggressive thing. It's kind of an aggressive thing. It's saying you're not paying attention to me. Why are you taking this seriously? My guess is that there was some level of antipathy, of not being very happy with your husband at that moment. Because that's really, it's kind of like if I'm trying to watch something and you're talking through it.
I'm really happy. I haven't seen him for 5 days.
You haven't seen him for 5 days. Why are the two of you watching television? Why aren't you talking to each other? And that may have been part of what was going on for you.
Because it's kind of a ritual on Sunday to watch that show.
All right. Then you need to sort of either, you need to get in to the spirit that, because I think there was something else going on there. It's either, how come you weren't paying enough attention to me, or you're gone, or, I think we have to respect other people's, I'll give you an example. Those socks, Manny, you probably are wearing one right now, which means I'm going to get in trouble. You'll probably shut off my microphone. All right, so there's those men's socks that they wear that comes just underneath their ankle bone. I think they are the ugliest thing that has ever been invented.
Why complain about those when you can't even see them, though, if they're ankle socks, right?
You can see them when they have their shoes off and when you see their little bony ankles and that little edge. Do not start me on this, Manny. You will not win on this.
I'll stay out of it.
My microphone has not been turned off. All right, so I said something. My daughter's boyfriend had them on. I said, those are the ugliest things I've ever seen. And I was sort of being smiley and silly and who cares, Manny.
Right.
And she said, do not criticize other people's clothing. So for her, it was, I mean, I was being silly, and I don't even know what his thing is. But, you know, to a certain extent, I think we have to respect other people's boundaries, even if we think they're really ridiculous.
Sure.
So let's just make a deal. First of all, you go back and look at when this happened. Second of all, that you understand that something is triggering this that probably is not necessarily the issue at the time. So I don't think Downton Abbey was, it may have been somewhat silly, but have you laughed at Downton Abbey in the past?
Oh, and he does too, but for some reason last night, because this is the last season, so he really wanted to watch it and hear it, and I was irritating him.
Fair enough. So this was his change of behavior, not yours. Fair enough. So you can say, honey, look, we've laughed at this in the past. I'll go in the other room. So that's all right. So let's, I think that mm-hmm. he was the one who changed the behavior. If both of you have laughed in the past, and he would just
that
wasn't up
for
laughing.
That would have been the adult thing for me to do, right?
Well, you suggested it, and what he said was, I want to be around you. There's something else going on, and maybe it's hard for him to adjust to being back after 5 days. I don't know. Look more carefully at that, because I think the laughing is not the issue. The discrepancy
other thing
is the issue. Go ahead.
Can I mention one more thing quickly?
Absolutely.
Okay. I did have a stroke about 7 years ago, and then there's this thing on TV about pseudobulbar effect, and one of the things can be laughter, but I don't know.
Well, there is an emotional ability associated, but you're telling me that this only that the stroke was 7 years ago. You've been
this only happened the last couple months.
Yeah, so unlikely,
right.
although it may be worthwhile to get the CT scan just to make sure you're okay. But emotional ability, okay, in the last couple of months.
Probably 6 months ago.
Well, but honey, we're looking at
migraines.
Something. Yeah, you're looking at something that started 2 months ago. So you need, I'd get a follow-up scan. All right, look, and the other thing is understand that once, they have a famous commercial of me where I can't stop laughing because I kept bobbling my name. And once, and they finally, the commercial says, take 48, because I couldn't stop laughing. Once you start laughing, it's very hard. In your particular case, I want you to get a CT scan pretty soon because this has only happened 2 months ago. I think that you need to look at the first time that it happened and see if there's something going on there. You and your husband need to talk about your because I think I think your giggling is your default position when you're nervous.
Right. Because I am that kind of person.
Yep. So when you're nervous, I got it. So when you start laughing, instead of being uncomfortable about the laughing, take a deep breath and say, what am I really feeling here? And it may be worthwhile.
This is terrible. I'm having fun with it, though.
Well, you're having fun because it's a distraction. But it's also a passive-aggressive act. It's saying, screw you guys.
And one other thing is,
go ahead.
I've been making prank phone calls to Medicare and laughing at people on the phone.
Alicia, that will get you arrested, so let's stop doing that.
I know.
Federal officials with prank phone calls because they have caller ID. All right, listen,
really
there is
bad.
Something going on for you right now.
Okay.
And you need to figure out better what it is. The laughter is not the problem. It's the symptom. It's creating its own problems. But part of it may be I'm falling off narcs, and I'm and there's something going on for you. How old are you?
55.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm going to give you a home assignment because I think we need to talk again. I need you to get a CT scan as quickly as possible because I think there's a part of you that's really scared. And your laughter is the way that you divert yourself from it to say, all right, if I don't think about it, I'll laugh. And if people say this is inappropriate, I can get it and argue with them. And I can explain that I'm off narcs. There's something that's scaring the living daylights out of you right now. And we need to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. The laughter is the symptom. It's not the problem. Okay, but it's a good enough diversion that it's letting you not look at the problem and what you're frightened about. Let's look at what you're frightened about because that's how we solve problems. Okay?
Sure. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So get the CT scan scheduled and see if you can figure out what you're frightened about and call me back if you want to. Okay?
I will. Thank you so much, doctor.
You're welcome, Alicia. 855-993-7569. Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. Thanks for being patient.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 13-year-old granddaughter who has acne.
Okay.
And I talked to her about going to a dermatologist. She said she would like to go.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back to you in just a minute. All right, hang on for me, kiddo. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
True, 855-993-7569. Catherine's got a granddaughter who's 13, who's got an acne problem, who wants to go to a dermatologist. So what's going on? Catherine? Did we just lose Catherine?
Still showing her on the line. I don't know if she's hearing or...
You want to see Catherine?
I'll check with her real quick.
Okay, you check with her, and I will sing the Star Spangled Banner in the meantime. Folks, there are breaks that we really do need to hit. So when we have to take a break, we have to take a break. But we'll come back for you, and if we run out of time, we'll figure out something to do to take care of you. I don't actually know what's going on here, so... All right. What do we think, Manny? He's still trying to get Catherine. All right, let's see. Oh, as I said, I think this Miss Universe pageant is going to be one for the record books. All right, let me just assume what I think Catherine was going to ask about, which is a little iffy. But, Manny, do we know what happened?
I tried to speak with her, and I got no response. So I'm guessing she must have disconnected, and it didn't show up on our end on the line. So.
Yeah, because quite often when calls are there, it doesn't show up. Now when they disconnect, it's all right.
Yeah.
All right, my guess is that it's probably an issue of mom and dad. And part of it depends how, I suppose, bad the acne is. But one of the things you could talk to her parents about it, and you can't really take her hopefully you're not thinking about taking her to a dermatologist when she stays with you, because the parents will be very unhappy about that, and it's not a reasonable thing to do. I mean, think how you would have felt if your mother or mother-in-law would have taken your children to a doctor when they came to visit you, unless there was an emergency, obviously. And I'm not sure that acne counts as an emergency. But there seems to be some indication that kids who are treated for skin problems early on tend to have fewer problems just because you can deal with them earlier on. The problem is what they use to a certain extent on kids is retinol, and it has... And in some kids, it causes serious problems, and that may be what's going on. So rather than sort of mount a campaign to get the parents to take her, what I would do... Oh, there's Catherine. All right. We got her
okay,
back? Okay, good.
Yeah.
We lost you there for a minute. All right, so tell me what the issue is about the 13-year-old, and okay. Is it the parents against it?
Yes. My daughter, her mother, is divorced.
Right.
And she, the mother does not believe in going to doctors, and everything has to be organic, natural, and that's her beliefs. So I talked to her mother about going to a dermatologist.
Right.
And she just said, yes, thank you. So that means that
she's not
going to
do it.
Yeah, she's not going to do it. So I feel bad for my granddaughter. I can't think of anything I can do about it, because if I call the father, my daughter will get mad and
yeah. All right. So here's what we're going to do. Do you have a dermatologist that you know about?
Yes, and I could find one right where she lives. That's not
okay. What we're going to do is we're going to find a dermatologist who doesn't do retinol, okay, who does organic kind of stuff, and say, hey, listen, you know, I found this kind of homeopathic dermatologist who suggests oatmeal scrubs or whatever, and he really is, or she, whichever, could be very helpful. But they would like to see Samantha before they actually recommend something to make sure that they're talking about the right organic substance. So see if you can find something that will fit within her belief system. The issue with retinol is, I was sort of shucking and jiving because I didn't know if we had you or not, is retinol has been the go-to drug for a very long time for kids with acne. It's vitamin A, basically, which is certainly organic, but in some kids it seems to cause some suicidal issues. Now, whether the issue is the retinol, or whether it's being an adolescent, or whether it's being an adolescent with bad skin, very hard to tease those three issues out, as you can imagine. But there is some concern about it. So what I would do is see if you can't find sort of a vaguely homeopathic dermatologist. And then you can present that to your daughter. And if she's absolutely unwilling, you may be able to talk to the dermatologist into giving you the medication, assuming it's not prescription, that you could then send to your daughter to say, listen, I thought, you know, you might be interested in this. But see if you can't find a dermatologist that is consistent with your daughter's beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should be able to.
Yeah. Medicine might not be effective. But I guess you're right.
All right, look, we're talking about three different things, right, at least. Number one is doing something about the acne. The second is being responsive to a 13-year-old who's feeling ugly. The third is being respectful of a daughter who has different set of beliefs than you do. So whether the medication, if the medication works, great. But if it doesn't work, your granddaughter still feels like somebody's listening, and your daughter feels that you're being respectful of her beliefs. And I guess the fourth issue is you're doing something rather than feeling frustrated. So no matter how you look at it, the medication, believe it or not, is probably the least important of the four issues. all the other ones will trump it. Because if you can convince your daughter that you are respectful of her beliefs and understand it and are willing to go along with it, then, first of all, she may be willing to talk to the dermatologist. But most importantly, Catherine, she'll talk to you.
Okay.
So just do a little bit of research about it. And my guess is that it's that dermatology skin is just such an important issue these days, and there's been so much done about it. And retinol, again, has for 40 years has been the go-to, except that there do seem to be some issues about it sometimes. So, and it also makes you very sun sensitive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. You're most welcome. And as I said, good enough. But the most important thing, as I said, is, I mean, if we can get rid of the acne, great. But the more important is you not feeling stymied, your daughter feeling that you respect her, and your granddaughter feeling like she has an advocate. So the medication working is just the cherry on the ice cream sundae with the sprinkles, which are not recommended for acne. Actually, nobody really knows. The issue used to be no chocolate, no caffeine, no sweets, no sugars, organic food, and now they're saying, we're not even sure that that's what does it. It's probably like everything else, probably going to turn out to be genetic. What can I do? Did you have acne?
It is.
And your daughter? What did you do with your daughter's acne?
She went to a dermatologist, and she had Accutane.
Which is retinol, I think.
Oh, it is?
I think it is.
It's the same. It's just cleared it up, and now... my daughter doesn't have any scars. Her face is perfect.
Did you bring that up to her?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's a possibility, but I try the other first.
Yes.
Let me just see.
I agree.
Because you got nothing to lose. And again, it's as much an issue of perception as it is anything else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and sort of respectful. Yes. Yeah, it's a vitamin A. It's retinol. Okay.
Okay.
We're talking about the same thing. Yay,
great.
Good. Medical school actually was a good investment for me. All righty. Good. Yeah, only I would view it as an investment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.